At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now, getting into one of my favorite artists of all time, and I say that with all sincerity because, of course, when it comes to trap soul, when it comes to ultimately putting forth one of the greatest tracks I've ever heard with Don't, I do believe that him having this resurgence on the charts via Chris Brown with their track together titled It Depends is no coincidence. As when you're as talented as a Bryson Tiller putting out quality music time and time again, safe to say that people recognize it and they want to be around it as far as the greatness that you basically create every time you walk into the studio. Now, of course, with that out the way, Bryson Tiller does have a new track featuring Lil Tyler titled No Sharing. Now, when it comes to this particular track, the main thing I wanted to let y'all know that this is leading up to an album. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Bryson Tiller is putting out another album. I mean, who would have thunk, right? Because as far as me being a huge fan of Bryson Tiller, his album Trap Soul came out and then 2 years passed. Mind you, I'm in high school, so 2 years is like a long time to me. So I'm thinking he's just gone forever. He come back with True to Self, and I was thinking to myself, this man not being true to himself, because that was not it. So ultimately, he went away again. And then he came back with the album Anniversary, right? First, he put out the Trap Soul Deluxe, which I don't even know why that should be a thing. 5 years later, you should be putting out an Anniversary Edition, not the Deluxe Edition. So Trap Soul Deluxe came out 2020. Anniversary came out that same year, right? So all new tracks, 2 albums, and then he made a deluxe for Anniversary. Then you continue, and A Different Christmas came out 2021. And then, of course, the self-titled album, Bryson Tiller, came out 2024. Now, ultimately, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that this album had a different album cover. I'm pretty sure the Bryson Tiller album, the self-titled Bryson Tiller album, had a different cover. Now, I don't know if I'm getting him confused with another artist. Who do I get him confused with sometimes? Brent Faiyaz? But no, that's not the person I'm talking about. Let me see. Hold on, am I tripping? Is it one of those placebo effects or whatever? I believe that, Bryson Tiller definitely had a different album for his self-titled album. I don't know if it was copyright issues or cover. I think it may have been copyright issues because, actually, let me look it up right now. So Bryson Tiller, because let me show you what I'm talking about. Bryson Tiller album, Genius. And we're going to get to his latest album in a second, but you know, this is Bryson Tiller, so we definitely got to take our time covering this man because I think he's one of the greatest artists I've seen in a minute. Yeah, it was this album right here. So, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify, the city video along with the audio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no longer on his page. Y'all want to know what his page looks like now? Because I was so confused. I was like, hold up. I do not remember his album cover looking like that. I wonder what on this screen would have got him to take this down. I don't know. Maybe CD Projekt Red reached out. They're like, hold on now. We know you're making a game. There ain't no way you could just rip off our cybernetics and stuff because it does look a little cyberpunkish. Anyways, let me see. Bryson Tiller. So his other album. Let me see. Yeah, he must have definitely got some type of lawsuit thrown his way because I don't know why he took that down. All right, this may be super pixelated because I'm just taking this from his profile. Hopefully it's not too bad. All right, and this is what it looks like now. That's not too bad. Yeah, that's not too bad. Okay, so ultimately, these two images are very different, right? You got this one, and then you have this one. Let me see. So the one on the left is the current Bryson Tiller album, and then the one on the right is what the album cover used to look like. So I don't know why, because I'm a huge Bryson Tiller fan, I had to bring this up. Because I'm like, what in the world? Like, what made this man change his album cover from that to this? It had to be copyright issues, because this is not it. This cover's not it. The one on the left, that is his current cover. Anyways, with that out the way, the main thing I was wanting to let y'all know is that when it comes to Bryson Tiller and ultimately putting out high quality work time and time again, I am assuming that when his upcoming album, Soulless and Devices, set to release on October 2nd of this year, and it is, let me see, it looks like it's about to be a long album. Some of the tracks are already out as far as, actually, is it out or no? I don't know if it's out or not. Oh, it is out. Okay, hold up. So that's crazy. So Soulless and Devices already has the first half out, I guess because it's part one, and then part two may be dropping October 2nd. Yeah, this is a very confusing release strategy. Even I'm confused. I mean, at the end of the day, I cover music for a living. Imagine a regular fan clicking on an album that says it's upcoming release just to see a whole project on there. So that's interesting. Yeah, so the rest of the album is releasing October 2nd, 2025, but he has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He has 12 tracks already on there. And then on his Instagram, he kind of clears it up. So on his Instagram, he basically says, no sharing featuring my bro Lil Tyler. This to the album, the Vices album out now. So he does say the album is out now. Very confusing rollout. Very confusing. Because when you look at this, he does say 8 weeks till Soulless this one, but Vices is out right now, this too. So I don't know why he wanted to release music like this. I don't know who told him this was a good idea. If I'm confused who covers music for a living, I believe people are going to see upcoming release on his album and not even click it, because it'll be like, well, it's upcoming. It must not be out yet, right? So with that being said, another thing I want to get into when it comes to Bryson Tiller, because like I said, I'm a huge fan. Bryson Tiller is putting out a game. And obviously, with the whole creation of the podcast, this is the greatest sweet spot for me. Pause.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Bryson Tiller is putting out a game under his, publishing or developing studio titled Trap Soul Games, which is, and the game is promoting Brutal Industry, a video game by Trap Soul Games Venture. It reflects his frustrations with the music industry's challenges, trolls, sabotage, bad contracts, corruption, and media manipulation.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Warning aspiring artists of its harsh realities. The game, a quote-unquote dark comedy inspired by anime and the Fifth Element, channels Tiller's experiences with his involvement in voice acting. After his 2024 album, Tiller shifted focus to gaming, announcing a music hiatus to develop his passion project.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
Brutal Industry, set for a 2025 release, explores the music industry's cutthroat nature. And of course, it opens the door for Bryson Tiller's gaming adventure.
Shepard. Just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Bryson Tiller looked at the state of gaming and he said to himself, I can make my own game and put it out to my fans and they will buy it. So ultimately, we're going to see if that's actually true. But yeah, that game's coming out soon. Obviously, there's no release date. He's just letting you know that the concept and everything is in full production. So that's about it for Bryson Tiller. This man has everything in the world going on for him right now. He's touring with the most talented artists in the world as far as Chris Brown. They're currently on the Breezy Bowl XX tour. A lot of stadium stops, which is insanity. Celebrates the 10-year anniversary of Trap Soul as far as October 2025. I think he's doing that. Let me see. Yeah, it's basically, I guess he's celebrating something like that on October 2025. So ultimately, When it comes to Bryson Tiller, you can catch him live if you want to via the Chris Brown Breezy Bowl XX Tour, which, you know, Ticketmaster, stuff like that. Go to their respective social medias to, you know, purchase tickets. But Bryson Tiller is live for Chris Brown currently. So with that being said, Bryson Tiller is and has an album out currently. It is part one, very confusing. Part two, like I said, is coming out October 2nd of this year. And of course, his game, Brutal Industry, we don't know when it's coming out, but it's currently in production. So that being said, click my link, stream my bio, let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Bryson Tiller's latest album, Soulless and the Vices? And ultimately, if you're a gamer out there, what are you expecting from this Brutal Industry game from Bryson Tiller's publishing studios, Trap Soul Games?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.